Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Hey, today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. You know, the same way we trust essential workers to care for us, our families trust us to give them a safe and protected home. So when it counts, trust Clorox. Our community heroes trust Clorox to keep places like hospitals and grocery stores disinfected. So I know I can trust Clorox to provide my home with a safe environment and a home that we can all enjoy.
We use it here in the studio to make sure all the surfaces stay clean, and we wipe down all the countertops and doorknobs. That way I'm safe and my family is safe. We need that feeling of safety the most.
You know, you can mix a third cup of Clorox regular bleach with a gallon of water, and when it's used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces, it kills 99.9% of germs and bacteria. So, from our kitchen floors to the counters to bathroom tubs to, of course, laundry whites, I know that we can count on Clorox disinfecting products.
Be safe and take care of the people you love the most, because when it counts, trust Clorox.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the penultimate episode of The Big Podcast with Shaq, it's Christmas week. We got a lot to talk about, including some beefy James Harden, Shaq shooting his shot on Instagram, and we're joined by the one and only Maury Povich is back on the show for Christmas. Of course, we're going to get borderline, and we'll play the final round of Kincaid's holiday match game. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, DJ Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal.
Our Christmas for Seniors annual Stuff the Butt.
Stuff the butt. The for seniors, too.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
It's the penultimate episode.
I like that. Where's my word of the week?
Podcast with Shaq here on Podcast One.
Rob, you all right?
I'm good, man. Why? What's up?
You don't send me no show sheets or nothing?
Oh, I should probably hit send on that, huh? Sitting in my email, I just haven't hit send yet. All right,
it's always nice if you let the guy whose name is on the show be a part of it.
You should have
that. Always works out well.
Are we done with all the holiday spirit stuff now?
No.
What do you mean holiday spirit?
What do you mean? We got tons of holiday spirit on the show.
Okay, well, stop the music for 2 seconds.
Oh okay. No. Okay, all right. Hold on. Let's just make the music go away. Okay, what do you need, buddy?
Give me some. I don't know. Anything.
Anything.
Subpar big men.
Now here we go.
This is a good day for you. I remember the times of Patrick Ewing, Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, where you had to be great to get big dollars. But now all you got to do is average 11 points and 4 rebounds and a couple of blocks, and you get $200 million for 5 years. You don't have to be great, big man. You just got to be tall and do the certain things. So all you big guys out there, when they tell you you don't have enough talent, you don't need it. Congratulations. This is for you. You don't have to be a dominant big man anymore. You just got to run up and down the court and look doofy and block some shots and have no people call your plays and average 11 points and you can get $200 million for 5 years. I'm not the smartest guy. That's $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Congratulations, subpar big men.
Wow.
I love that. This is no better way to start our second to last episode.
All right, now I'm ready.
Show.
You kidding me?
My goodness. So you went
points
right
a game,
in.
You're getting $200 million. Come on, B-Dog.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
It has to stop.
Hey, but I'm putting it to you like this. You say it has to stop, but it's not. It's going to go up.
I know. No, I don't think it's going to go up.
As the cap goes up, it's going to go up,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but they lost a lot of money this year. So
no, but I'm talking about eventually when they get back. Because in 5 years, $40 million is going to be a bargain.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
But think of the guys, Shaq, that looked at the money that you signed for.
I'm happy for them because even though I was just joking around right there, this is a moment that changed my life. Because when I was coming in, guys wasn't really making that money. And then, no offense to him, I'm always using the story because it's a true story. John Conkak, when he signed that big deal, and I went to watch him play, I'm like, okay, he's a professional athlete, but I'm already doing the stuff that he's doing, plus a little bit better. So if he's getting 5, maybe when I come out, I can get 6 or 7 or 8. So all the big guys out there that can't really jump that high and all that, this should be a surprising moment for you guys. This is something that you should really look into and be like, hey, if Rudy Gobert can get 200, I can get 250. And I mean that when I say that because because this is what really made me get into the basketball. John Conkak, when he signed that big contract. So
okay.
And Rudy had a, didn't have the best 2020.
No. He kind of was the poster boy for everything that went down.
Well, he was a bit of a jerk, you know, and it really didn't. But it ended up paying off in the long. It ended up paying off in the long run.
Well, speaking of extensions, Giannis got his 5-year $228.
Worth it.
With the
Bucks. Worth every dollar. Now,
right?
Shaq, you said stay in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
all along, you said stay in Milwaukee. We were talking about where he was going to end up. You said stay in Milwaukee.
You know, look, all that big market stuff, when you're the baddest player on the planet, they're coming to you. When I first got to Orlando, they went from 2 games on TV to 40.
Unbelievable.
40 games on TV. So, and now with the social media, it don't matter where you're at. I'm staying where the tax numbers are the least. Like, I wish I could have played in Texas. Like, I played in Florida, got to keep a lot of that money.
Yes.
When I played in California, Uncle Sam took it all.
Oh, yeah, he did.
They take it from you in California, boy.
This is a true story. When I first got to L.A. and I signed the 120, I was flossing, beat up. So I go out there, $5 million house, top of the hill, cash, write the check. I go to the Rolls Royce store. I'm looking at Rolls Royces. And the guy asked me, can you afford that, Sonny? That's what he told me. Sonny.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He didn't know who you were by then.
He was old. He was older. But he was just,
white.
Can you afford that, Sonny?
White guy?
It don't matter. He just called me Sonny.
Yes.
So I said, no, I can't afford
Sonny's
it, but
a
I'll
white
take
guy.
This one, and this one. And then, I had all my boys with me. We was going back and forth.
Oh, boy.
And my accountant called me and said, you want to meet me in the office today? And, he showed me the thing. That he said, look, of course you got a lot of money, and you always going to have a lot of money if you do anything right, but... You know, you just spent your whole NBA check for this year. And I'm like, but in my mind, I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm making 20. Again, I forgot all about FICA. So I used to get all my money.
No, then California.
Yes.
About 13, I think.
Yes. So I used to get all my money up front. So $20 million, when they sent me the check, it was $10.9 million.
Oh, my gosh.
It was gone.
That's horrifying.
Horrifying. I know they're going to get that money, but Uncle Santa, I spent my whole check in like 3 months just out there for
They took nine?
Oh,
nine.
Yeah, I bet. Oh. Yeah, sure.
Taxes.
Yes.
On 20?
Live in California, live in New York, live in New Jersey.
Hard.
That's what you get. That's
and
what
then
you
all
get.
All these other states got smart, they start doing the entertainment tax.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you play there.
Yes.
You have to do that when you play there.
But I found out even if you don't play there, if you're projected to play there, you have to pay. Because it was a couple years I was hurt, and I told them, we didn't even play there. I was like, but no, you projected to play. The people thought you were going to play, so you still made income. I said, yeah.
What?
I actually tried to fight with the IRS.
You should have been fighting on that.
Listen, you got to stay away from the alphabet boys, John. Tell them, B-Dog.
FBI, IRS,
CIA,
DEA.
HBO, they don't like any of that stuff.
NAACP.
Yeah. Well, no, they're good there. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, you said letters.
That's the alphabet boys.
Oh, alphabet. Well, that's alphabets.
Yeah, but they're not the alphabet boys, though.
Okay. Okay, you guys schooling me up on that one.
$200 million.
Unbelievable.
Tell you what. Well, you're back at work tonight.
I am.
It is the return of the NBA season. That would be two nights. Did we just remind you?
That's a really slow off season, wasn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Man.
This is the worst off season ever. Because you know what?
There was no off season.
No, because you know what? Like, my body is so programmed after the season is summertime. Like, I would go outside sometimes and be like, damn, it's cold. And be like, oh, cause that's because it's December. I'm like... Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy? Somebody told me the other day Christmas is coming on. I had no idea.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
What did you think the time of year was?
I thought it was like December 2nd or 3rd or something. Like Christmas is in
You've lost
three
that
days.
Much track.
It's Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Well,
yeah.
But wait a minute, though. But I've seen the Shaka call stuff is in full swing. So you mean... everybody else is doing all the work and what?
Well, of course they are.
The elves.
Of course they are.
You're elves.
Well, that's what it's called being a great teammate. Like, I let you guys do what you do. Like, I don't edit the show.
There you go.
I don't send the emails. I don't know the Zoom number.
Those are all true statements.
Well, that's all true.
And we learned 100% that. 100% true statements.
We learned that 289 episodes ago. we've learned all those
Absolutely
things.
Right. Well, look, while we're on the NBA, there's a number of stories out there, but did you want to talk about James Harden?
Hey, hey, hey!
Is he big to you guys?
James Harden! And I'm going to go to a strip club with you.
Stop. Hold on. Stop.
Anyway.
Stop. I interrupted you, John. We were talking during that. We're going to let it go okay, back.
Set it up again. Let me do it again.
That was classic right here.
All right, here you go.
Boom, boom. Hey, hey, hey! It's James Harden! And I'm gonna have some wings with you! Throw in some potato skins too! We'll take the cheese dip and a whole bunch of chips! Look at my titties! Look at my hips! Gonna have a good time!
Send me that! Hey, hey. Send me that.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm putting that on my mixtape. Send me that right now.
Oh, man.
Hey, Rob, send me that tonight, please.
That man said, look at my titties and look at my hips.
And Bill's going to, it's very dangerous because I wanted to overspeak. Bill's going to show you a thing or two.
Yeah, really. Oh, man.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Hey, but I'm going to be honest with y'all, though.
Oh, God, he's huge looking.
But I really think that was a bad angle.
No. That angle.
Is he big?
What, the Hubble telescope?
Because in his uniform, he didn't look.
Yes,
he didn't look
did.
Fat. No, he did.
Oh. Yes, he did. He
first
did.
B-Dog's like an Instagram model.
He's
just a bad angle.
He's rotund.
Bad angle.
First of all, I'm not going to talk about nobody because that's what I did. I didn't work out doing. I didn't train during the offseason. Train for who? For what? They got 67-7 game. He's going to work his way back in shape. He'll be all right.
Yeah, but he ain't never really been cut. He ain't really never so, been
no,
cut.
No, not really.
He'll
be all right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, look, it's a myth about, oh, you need to be in tip-top. It helps, but it don't matter. Because I done played against a lot of people that were in tip-top shape, and I still bust their ass.
Well, watching him play the other night, he got an endorsement out of the deal from Bounce.
my favorite on Twitter was people were retweeting that picture saying Thick Ross.
Exactly.
he looked just like Rick Ross.
Man, he's
he really did.
He enjoyed his off season at the Vegas
first of
buffets.
All, it wasn't an off season. It was a damn weekend.
Yeah, exactly right.
He had to take his Dennis Rodman trip.
Yeah, the only thing is the buffets were closed in Vegas, so I have no clue how he got that size.
Oh, the other one was James Olive Harden.
James Olive Harden.
Was
yes.
All of it.
That's a good one.
The breadsticks.
Really, the story, though, around the Harden thing, not so much aside from this, was the ESPN story that the Rockets had kind of just a whole system built to let him do whatever he wanted to do.
Shaq's going to approve of this message.
Of course I am.
I thought it was wild and kind of a bad look for Houston.
But you can't be surprised about that.
It's not wild. Cut it out.
You don't think that's wild?
It was kind of just whatever he wanted to do, he could do.
The only thing is, though, is that when NBA champions do it, I have a little different. Like Michael Jordan coming and going from casinos whenever he pleased in Atlantic City, to me, was a lot more understandable when you're the best in the game. James
Good
Harden
point.
Still has a lot to accomplish.
Good point.
He acts like he's arrived.
Good point.
I mean, point. Statistically, he's arrived.
That money, he's arrived too.
Oh, he's won an MVP, right?
Yeah.
So,
hang a banner in the stadium for that?
No, they don't.
So that's what I'm saying.
In your own mind, when you hit
an accomplishment. No, he puts the hardware in his house.
Yeah. See, but the thing is, though, Shaq always told us for him, it was the championships. He wanted rings. He didn't want the. Yeah. He didn't care about that as much.
Well, look, when you're a superstar, you get certain treatment, but when you get to the championship level, then of course, like. I used to come and be like, I'm not practicing today. And guys understood it. And okay, the reason why they understood it is because they know we had a game the next day. Shaq going to be well rested. He's going to get 40, and we're going to win. And guess what? Shaq going to be going so hard, he's going to get double teamed. And Shaq is a great passer. When he gets double teamed, he's going to pass to him. I need to be ready, so I'm going to practice today for Shaq.
Okay, Shaq's going to be going so hard, and he's going to be
double-teamed.
That is what you just said. So that's really.
Over the borderline.
I don't think you're going to be ready for the game tomorrow.
Borderline, bitches.
After that, I don't think you're going to be ready for it.
Maybe so.
But I don't have a problem with some of that stuff that he did. Look, it happened. Look, when you're a superstar, you get to do certain stuff.
So the other part of the story was that he delayed his arrival at camp. Obviously, that was the story, but. He was. It was told that he was out hanging out with Lil Baby, who he gifted a Prada bag, and this is a new white guy phrase I didn't know about. Stuffed with honey buns.
Honey buns. A hundo.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this.
Honey bun. I did not know what a honey bun
Shaq,
was.
Shaq, this falls into the not that there's anything wrong with it.
Well, no, not
discussion.
That.
Like, oh, come on.
Oh, hold on.
Men buying other men bags?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
What?
Hey, it's a lot's wrongs with that.
Come on.
Shaq, why are you talking like that?
Men, that's how you used to be talking.
No, that's not. I go back down this road.
Men buying other men bags?
I want to do the final show, for God's sake.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
No, guys don't buy guys hand. That, by the way, those are men purses. Those are men purses is what they are.
I ain't doing none of that.
Here was the other one, though. Honey buns.
And a good honey bun's good.
No.
Honey buns mean the hundreds.
$100,000 bricks of cash is called a honey bun.
Yep. Yeah.
See?
No,
I'm
thought,
educating the white people.
See, James Harden was pissed off when he found that out.
Yeah.
He thought there'd be a bag of honey buns man. Over there. Oh, man.
Hey, when you make $40 million a year, hey.
You're giving another dude
bricks of
a man purse with money in it.
Not
what's
money.
That about?
A hundred.
What is that? What is that about?
I'm with you on that, Joe.
That's odd. It's an odd thing.
Hey,
come on.
Is this a I'm trying to buy somebody's friendship kind of move?
No, that may be cool already.
Yeah, but
well, they may be more than that. If he's buying a man purse for him with the stuffed with
Shaq
honey
and
buns.
I are cool. I never got a bag full of
guess what?
$100,000.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying
that is that is incredible to me.
The other one too. The story that was everywhere this week. Was the Megan Thee Stallion story?
Body yaddy 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 yaddy.
watching that booty. So you got nabbed on Instagram by Sharif.
First of all, I don't get nabbed.
You did though.
Second of all, people saying I was trying to flirt. I'm not trying to flirt with Meg.
Hey, since somebody need to send a big old thing of water your way.
If I'm trying to flirt,
or lotion.
If I'm trying to flirt with Meg, I'll run up on Meg personally. How about that?
Okay.
I believe
it. Second of all, I was in there, and a smart ass like B-Dog's like, what are you doing in here?
No, I don't say that. I'm not going to say that.
No. This is what happened. I was in there watching the performance because it was a hell of a performance.
Of course. Like a night at the theater.
And some smart ass, oh, Shaq, what are you doing in here?
Yeah.
And that was my response.
Watching their booty.
Yeah. And then I guess somebody took a picture. You know what's crazy? We need to do something that, well, when we come back, I'm not going to say if we come back. When we come back, we need to do something, the stupid shit that goes viral.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no, there's lots of it.
Because they turned that into, oh, Shaq shoots his shot.
Oh, no, it was everywhere. It was on TMZ last night.
I'm not shooting my shot.
But big fella, you know what? You know that, though. You know that that's about to happen.
Correct.
Actually, I didn't.
Shaq, you're the most interesting person on the internet for the most part.
All I said was watching the booty, not hey, Meg, I'm watching your booty. Call me. Yeah. All I said was watching the booty after somebody asked me a question.
Which is, by the way, what the entire video was. So it's not somebody, like you were speaking at a turn. I mean,
and then, surprisingly, the Jergens lotion was missing in the house.
Looking for that Jergens.
They couldn't find the Jergens lotion.
Looking for that Jergens.
Couldn't find it.
Did
I'm going to call you back, my love.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Te amo.
Love you, Meg.
Te amo,
bye.
Love you.
Aww. You can keep that on the show.
Oh, that's nice of her. Okay.
That was nice of her.
You ain't got to edit that out.
You can keep that forever.
Now, yes.
No, I was just going to say the other thing that was so with the NBA on TNT back tonight, which we talked about, this showed up on social media this week, and I wanted to know if you wanted to partake in this endeavor here, Shaquille. It's for your company, it's for who you work for, Turner. This went out, quote, got a question for Charles Barkley? Call 404.
Oh, we got to do this.
987-0330. Leave a message that could be featured on the Steam Room podcast with Ernie and Chuck.
We got to do it right now.
Do you want to call?
Yes.
All right, let's call the Charles Barkley line here.
Do it in B-Dog voice.
No,
don't do that. I don't know what voice that is, but don't do that.
Shaq, do it in B-Dog voice.
I don't know what voice that is, but I know what he does.
This is B-Dog.
By the way, how much did Charles literally phone this message in?
You've reached Charles Barkley. Leave a message, America.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Veronica. I work at Bulldogs. You recently came in.
Can you guys tell us my voice?
Yes.
All right, hang up. He can.
Yeah, hang up,
You gotta add a little. Yeah. You know,
hang up.
Love you, Chuck. All right, we hung up. Middle leaving a message.
Can you guys tell us my voice?
she sounded quite large.
Yeah, a little bit.
She sounded large.
All right.
Large Marge.
What are you doing for Christmas? Are you here? Are you in town?
No, I'm going to be traveling. I'm actually leave tomorrow night.
Where are you going?
Where are you driving?
I'm going to Baton Rouge to see the kids.
Baton Rouge.
And then drive
okay.
back.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Well, listen, it wouldn't be a Christmas show if we didn't revisit one of our all-time favorites, performed a few years ago on the show by comedian Craig Gass as Tracy Morgan. We will now revisit The Night Before Shackmas.
Hey, what's happening? This is Tracy Morgan.
Tracy, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I called in to tell a great Christmas story.
All right, let me hear it.
'Twas the night before Shackmas, and all through the crib, there was no barbecue chicken, not even a rib. The manaconda was resting in the cool winter grass in hope that old Shaka Claus would feed it some ass. Shaq's 37 children were snug in their beds, while visions of stolen Yeezys danced through their heads. When out on Shaq's lawn, there arose such a clatter that he grabbed his Desert Eagle to see what was the matter. When what to Shaq's huge head would appear but a Krispy Kreme fat fella drinking a beer with shiny bright rims and a cold orange Fanta, he knew in a moment, this must be Black Santa. With his hat to the side and a styling white cane, he cursed at his crew as he hollered by name. Yo, B-Dog, hey, Neil, and Scotty Millard, get that broken rim tree out of that dummy's front yard. That lilt in his voice, he could make it out hardly. That wasn't old Santa. That was fat-ass Charles Barkley. He cursed and he stumbled with each point that he made, almost as obnoxious as that dope John Kincaid. Shaq loaded his weapon, chased him to the lawn, and with no Ernie to stop Shaq, Chuck's big ass was gone. But we heard him proclaim as he ran out of sight, I'm going to throw a chicken wing at your fat ass this Thursday night.
There it is. The night before Shackmas.
That's good.
Hey, Rob, we talked about it on the show before. Rock, whooping my butt into shape, giving me some great advice. I've dropped 30 pounds.
He's got you down 30 pounds?
30 pounds. And you were one of my motivations for this, by the way.
But I'm getting fat again, though. I'm putting it back on.
You're not getting fat.
Yeah, I'm putting it back on.
Well, look, I'm glad to think. You know what sucks?
What?
I lose out on my favorite treats, like a big bowl of cereal.
Oh, nothing
well,
better.
No more, because now I've found Magic Spoon.
Okay, so imagine delicious cereal with zero sugar.
Okay, sounds good.
11 grams of protein
right,
and only
good.
3 net grams of carbs in each serving. And amazing flavors, too, like cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry.
Wow.
So, like, I like, like fruity type stuff.
Yeah, you're big into fruit.
Yes, but the sugar kills me. Can't have the sugar.
No, you can't.
Well, now I can dig in with Magic Spoon. Tastes amazing, and honestly, it's really, really good.
And it's keto-friendly. Gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So all you have to do is just go to magicspoon.com/shack. Magicspoon.com/shack to grab a variety pack and you try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Shack at checkout to throw in free shipping.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, they're backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason at all, they refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/shack. Use that code Shack. And like John said, you get the free shipping. Thank you to our friends at Magic Spoon.
The legend joins us.
See if we can welcome in our guest here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not Maury.
It's a fireside chat with Maury Povich.
Definitely is Maury.
That is Maury.
Is that my guy, Maury Povich?
That is.
How you been?
There he is.
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. It's Maury.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, Shaq, no one else could get me today but you.
Oh, look at that.
I appreciate you, sir.
You are my most loyal viewer. I have used your comments about my show forever, and it's gotten me a huge amount of listeners and viewers.
Thank you.
Plus the amount of, unfounded children. Shaq is a suspect in many of those cases.
Maury.
Exactly.
Maury, we're not going to keep you long. Can you do me one favor? I want you to say, Shaquille,
anything.
In the case of Brandon Harper, you are not the father.
Okay. Shaquille, when it comes to Brandon Harper, You are not the Hulk.
I told you. I told you. I told you, Kid Kat. I told you,
Kid Kat. I thought that was going to be the rig reveal here on this episode. Man, I'm telling you. Maury, your green room, should be a podcast. Like, you know, they should do a podcast of your green room. Because honestly, I'm hearing like the Barnum Bailey music, you know, going on with some of those.
It's wild. It's wild. As my producers get my guest ready to go on the air, it is something else. I mean, it is remarkable what happens in there. But
how is it doing your show without an audience this year? That's got to be really weird.
Yeah, it's different. But I'll tell you. The good part about it is, of course, you know, the audience to me is the jury.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's like Shaq watching at home. You know, you're out there and you're listening to these stories and you go, he is the father. Oh, no, he's not the father. Oh, no, that kid doesn't look anything like him. Things like that. But without the audience, I can get deeper into the stories. It seems more intimate. And meanwhile, you know, instead of if the guy's not the father, the woman runs off the stage, collapses on the couch backstage and things like that. They have to sit there and react while they're sitting at home. And it works out differently, but I think rather successfully.
Yeah.
Maury, I always wanted to ask this question. In the world of competition, you know, it was only a couple guys doing what you were doing, you and Mr. Jerry Springer. Were you ever watching him saying, okay, my ratings has to be better, we have to do this, we have to let him fight a little more? Like, did you ever, like, you know, watch what he was doing?
Well, you know, Jerry and I have been friends for, geez, maybe almost three decades now, because we both started in 1991. Can you imagine? And so that's 30 years ago. And so Jerry has given me the greatest compliment, because he's always said, Maury, you're like a news guy and I'm running a wrestling show.
Shaq, I've told you the story before, and Maury, you would never even remember this, but as a senior in high school back at Cardinal O'Hara in suburban Philly, I was on People Are Talking. Wow. With you as the host at KYW-TV3, you had a student forum where you brought on teenagers to talk about the state of the, and you questioned us and asked, and I was one of your panelists, and it helped me, and it helped launch me into a career in the media, and I'm going home to Philly to start a new radio show the beginning of January. So guys like you inspired generations of people.
And I want to say, Maury, you helped me get $10 million, because from watching your show every morning, I used to hear this same song. For a great low rate, you can get online, go to the general. And I contacted the general, and they gave me a deal.
You've inspired millions, Maury, in so many different ways, though.
And Maury, you helped me realize that Shaquille was not my father.
Which we're all happy for.
We always were wondering.
We're all very happy for
it. Shaquille, are you going to work tonight? Is this your big night?
This is my big night. I was actually getting ready to leave, and then the guy surprised me and said, you were calling. I was like, Maury who? He's like, you're Maury. I was like, Maury's not calling, so thank you.
Well, oh my gosh. I know how you like to get into Charles's head, but. Give him my love, will you?
I will go way back.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Of course
Absolutely.
We will. Of course we
and
will.
Say hi to your, say hi to your 25-year-old wife. Tell her I said hello. She looks fabulous.
She looks at her. Yes, she does.
Connie
is great. And Charles, you know, I always thought Charles used to hit on her, but I think maybe it was in my imagination.
Charles is getting in your head, Maury. I think
that is awesome. Maury.
By the way, the 23rd season of The Maury Show
that is
right now on NBC.
Wow. That is
longevity.
Incredible. That is awesome. Maury, that's good. That's great.
Thank you,
Shaq,
brother.
You're my best promo, so thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. I love
good
you.
Good to see you.
Thanks,
Maury.
Happy holidays, Maury.
Take care, buddy.
Peace.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you so much.
The great Maury Povich.
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see us, too.
Out of 291 shows, you guys surprised me twice. Thanks.
Maury's fantastic.
That's a hell of a ratio. You guys surprised me.
Obama.
No.
Obama.
No. Obama don't fully count.
Why didn't that count? That's one of the most memorable moments in the history of the show.
Yeah, but
it wasn't really Obama.
Yes.
Well, it was, though.
Jackass.
It was the No-Bama episode.
That bring up bad memories.
Hey, If you're like us, you do a lot of work on the web. So if you're worried about online security, the best way to protect yourself online is by using the privacy app, IPVanish. IPVanish, a virtual private network that's VPN, and it's used on computers, tablets, even phones. Helps secure your connection to the internet and protects your personal information.
IPVanish helps keep you safe whenever you use public Wi-Fi, which is not always secure. It helps secure your emails, files, and browsing history, safe from online thieves. How many times have you Googled something only to have ads start popping up on your social media? Well, that's your IP address being tracked. Advertisers and hackers use it to keep tabs on you. With IPVanish, your real IP address is hidden, helping keep your identity safe.
And IPVanish has a zero-log policy, so they're not keeping your internet activity at all. What you do online stays private. So think of it this way. IPVanish is like Shaq protecting the paint. They're the defense for your private information. So when it comes to internet connections at home and on the go, I know I can depend on IPVanish.
Highly rated, reliable online data protection. IPVanish is an app you can trust. Head over to IPVanish.com/Shaq. Listeners of the podcast can save up to $65 on IPVanish for a limited time. Go to IPVanish.com/Shaq to start protecting yourself today.
This week's edition of Borderline, thanks to our old friend Caleb, who sent this one over from the Dan Patrick Show. It's short, and it's a little out of context, but it's a little problematic on the phrasing here from Dan Patrick.
I like that people unload on me, but they're, you know, I'm still trying to do a show nationally here.
He's still trying to do a show, but, you know.
I like that people unload on me, but.
Oh, my goodness, Dan.
Dan.
No, you
don't. Remix. I like that people unload.
I like that people unload on me.
Very good, Dan. That's the legend, Dan Patrick.
Love Dan Patrick. All right. This amazing moment comes from Tyrone and Curtis at our Gmail, plus Big Bad Sean, Tony, Adam, and a number of people on Twitter. It is Stacey King, who is on the Bulls TV broadcast.
Oh, okay.
And we get this ferocious dunk in the call by Stacey King.
Yeah, and you see, wow. Man, open your mouth wide and take it.
What are you doing?
Open your mouth wide and take it.
That people unload on me.
Don't pair those up.
Dan, that doesn't work well, Dan.
Thanks to Pranav at our Gmail for this one. This is from Borderline Goat Chris Collinsworth.
He's a legend.
Who is just one of the all-time greats in Borderline. This is his analysis of Pat Mahomes.
He saw the linebacker turn and run. He saw everybody with their back turned and big gaping holes to go through.
He cracked himself up.
And when you laugh at your own borderline. Yeah,
Collinsworth got a chill, man.
Yeah, he does.
He cracked himself up nicely, though.
He sure did.
I like that people unload on me.
All right, that's good. All right, well, look, it wouldn't be one of our final borderlines without an entry from Borderline Detective O'Neill. Thank you for catching this one from CW11 reporter who just use the wrong word in this report about snow accumulation.
I'd say there's about an inch and a half on the ground you can see right here. Maybe even a little more than 2 inches. But take a look over here on the roadway. Just in the last half hour or so, the flakes have begun to stick a little bit on the asshole.
What? Hey, buddy, all you had to say was ground.
I can't believe he said it.
But here's the thing, he didn't catch it. He was like, he said it emphatically.
Oh my God.
That was an emphatic a- All right, well look, we got to round this thing out in proper fashion. Please enjoy this analysis of Patrick Mahomes. Thanks to Marvin, Jonathan, and Todd L. Ladies and gentlemen, Skip Bayless.
He will throw you two, but you have to be ready to catch them because they're going to come hard and they're going to come with high velocity and they're going to come from arm angles you're not expecting. You just have to be ready to catch them.
All right, so there's a lot
there
of comment from,
yeah, very good.
From Skip Bayless. And,
that is Skip.
I like that people unload on me.
All right, thank you, Dan Patrick, really this week's edition of Borderline.
Support for the Big Podcast with Shaq comes from Pluto TV. You need an escape? Of course you do. So why don't you drop into Pluto TV? You get a world of free TV, stream hundreds of channels, thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yes, free. No subscriptions, no fees.
Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, even the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more.
So what are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV, and start streaming now.
Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Hey, KT, it's Rob. What's up, brother?
I'm good to go. How you doing over there?
All right, man. We're good. Hang on one second. I'm going to get us started, okay?
Hey, what's up, KT?
Yeah. Good Kevin, voice. That's our buddy Kevin Thomas, man.
There we go, man.
Longtime contributor. Has given us a million stories.
That's awesome.
He's on the show this week to play...
Get ready to match the stars. Rob Jennings.
Yeah.
B-Dog. Brandon Harper.
Yo.
And Shaquille O'Neal. All on the star-studded Big Money Match Game 2020. And what a year it's been.
Yes, it has.
Here's the star of Match Game 2020, John Kincaid.
All right.
Wow. Hopefully not for the last time. We will be playing Match Game, which is the plan. So,
well, let's go ahead and welcome. Let's welcome Kevin Thomas back.
KT
to the show.
Is in the house. Kevin, what's going on today, brother?
Hey, I'm good to go. Looking forward to this holiday season, gentlemen. How y'all doing over there?
He's got such pretty a great
good.
Voice.
He got a sexy voice.
Yeah, I know. So,
man, I was born this way.
Yeah. Sounds sexy.
Kevin is.
You from Jersey?
You from Jersey?
I'm from Jersey. He's from California. He's from California.
Well, he's paying that 13%.
Yeah, he is. Kevin Damn. Is. By the way, Kevin is. I always jokingly refer to him as our Shaqcast news correspondent because he sends us more stories than anybody. So
awesome.
It's like when we do black crime, white crime, or the weird news desk and stuff. So much of that comes
all.
From Kevin. So
good job, Kev.
Thanks, Kev.
We appreciate
you, man.
All right.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the show. Thank you.
And just enjoy the hiatus for a little bit and then recharge for when we come back. So,
yeah.
All right, you know the rules, Kev. Then I will read the question. You just stew over your answer. The boys write down their answers, and then I ask you for yours, okay? Let's start
all
it
right.
out here. Mrs. Claus said, I just got a strange call from President Trump. He said he wanted Santa to just bring him blanks for Christmas. What could Donald Trump need that he called Mrs. Claus to get through to the president, to get through to Santa himself? Mrs. Claus said, I just got a strange call from President Trump. He said all he wanted Santa to bring him for Christmas was blank.
He wants him to bring another 4 years to a successful lawsuit.
Another four years to a successful lawsuit. Okay, we sort of get the gist of that. B-Dog Brandon Harper, what did Donald Trump ask Mrs. Claus to have Santa bring him?
I said hookers.
Why hookers?
Well,
what?
I mean, why not?
Okay.
Why not? I mean, he's going into the private life again. You know, he can do these things. Rob Jenkins?
I went with absentee ballots.
Absentee ballots,
he needs a couple hundred thousand of those.
Because whenever Joe Biden needed them, they just showed up and boxes full of them. It was amazing. Man, Shaq, what did Donald Trump ask for?
Oh, the tripping. He wanted some ho-ho-hos. Oh, yeah.
The ho-ho-hos was probably...
That's outstanding.
That was a classic answer. That really worked out well. So very, very good. Okay,
right.
We will go on here. Ernie Johnson Jr. said, Charles Barkley just asked Santa for something very strange this year. I've never heard someone ever ask for their own blank. Something strange that Charles Barkley asked for. All right, KT, Ernie Johnson Jr. said, Charles Barkley just asked Santa for something very strange this year. I've never heard before someone ask for their very own blank.
Gonna have to go with Charles asked for... his own weight loss television show.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
The biggest
the
sweater.
The biggest loser?
Yeah. Rob Jenkins, what would be
he asked for his own donut shop.
His own donut
his own
shop.
Donut
I think
shop.
That's a good one. Now, preferably Krispy Kreme.
Well, I would have been.
Right, Shaq? Shaq, what did Barkley ask for?
Some butt cream.
His own butt cream?
Yes.
Charles Barkley's butt cream.
Just what, taking shots.
What are you saying? He's ashy, Shaq?
No.
Is that or assy?
Barkley's butt paste. On sale now on Amazon.
Butt paste, even.
Oh, B-Dog.
I'm a Rob. I got a donut shop.
I thought that was pretty obvious, but we'll move on from that one. All right, here we go. Hermie the Elf said, Santa's been very tense this week. He wants to honor everybody's wish list, but he can't figure out how to get blank under Shaq's tree. Shaq has a sneaky smirk on his face. All right, KT, Hermie the Elf said, Santa's been very tense this week. He wants to honor everybody's wish list, but he can't figure out how to get blank under Shaq's tree.
A brand new sexy private assistant.
Oh, a private assistant.
Okay.
That could keep his schedule and share it with us. I mean, Rob Jenkins?
Oh, God. I put Megan Thee Stallion's booty. Hey, there it is. He might be able to get that under the tree, though.
B-Dog Brandon Harper.
I said Miss America.
Miss America. There you go. Shaquille O'Neal, what was it that Shannon's having trouble getting under your tree?
Lizzo.
Somebody killed Kevin. Jeez, man.
Okay, best answer of the day so far, Lizzo. All right, Joe Biden said.
Uh-oh. I didn't say Lizzo, I said Rizzo.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry. Big
Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo, yeah.
Scott Rustis. He's
going into the weight file.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, Joe Biden said, I don't think Kamala liked her Christmas present. Since she's the first female VP, I thought she would appreciate a blank.
Oh, no. Dang, I'm leaving the room,
it seems. You're not allowed to leave. You can't do that. All right, KT, Joe Biden said, I don't think Kamala liked her Christmas presents. Since she's the first female VP, I thought she would appreciate a blank.
She appreciate a presidential private toy.
Oh, a presidential private toy. I wasn't even thinking this.
Presidential.
I wasn't even thinking that one. That's really awesome.
Yeah, they call this one veto power.
Rob Jenners?
Hold on. A presidential private toy. Does it come in a package of 50? Get it? This is the George Washington.
Yeah. It's made of wood, which is really horrible and terrifying.
What do you got there, Rob?
I put a respectful professional kiss on the lips.
Oh, a respectful professional kiss.
Well, Joe's a little bit.
He's a little bit handsy. He's a little bit handsy. B-Dog Brandon Harper?
I just said a flat iron for her hair.
A flat
iron. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Shaq, what did you, Joe Biden, what did he get Kamala?
I'm not going to disrespect the vice president. A purse.
A purse. See, I thought a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
A duster.
Hold on, but no, this is what Joe Biden would get her, not me.
But Joe Biden still thinks it's the 70s, right?
Because I mean, everything we do goes viral. So
there you go.
Shaq,
there you go. Santa said, there's a coal shortage in 2020. So this year, the bad kids are just going to have to get blank in their stockings.
For me, this is easy.
Dun, bum, 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 bum. B-Dog looks confused by this one. All right, Santa said there's a coal shortage in 2020.
Coal as in
coal C-O-A-L, like coal.
Coal.
So the bad kids are just going to have to get blank in their stockings. KT?
Cardi B mixtape.
Cardi B mixtapes for the bad kids?
I thought, Rob, if you have the answer that I think, if I think like you.
I don't know. I put Knicks tickets.
Knicks tickets.
I mean, if you're really bad, that's what you get.
I thought VHS tapes. Kazam VHS tapes. B-Dog, what was your thought?
I'm going to leave the first one alone, but I'll say Falcons tickets.
Falcons tickets. What was the first one?
Oh, some weed.
Some weed. Why would that be for the bad kids? By the way, and Shaquille O'Neal?
Tampon face masks.
What?
Oh, my gosh. The bad kids are getting that?
Yep.
By the way, right across from my new place in Philly, a marijuana dispensary, right outside the front door.
Something you will never utilize in any way.
That's a walk by and say hello.
Such a waste.
There you go.
All right, thanks, KT.
And we thank all your contributions over the years. And be ready for the new launch, buddy.
I will. And you guys have a safe, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Looking forward to you guys coming back after the brief hiatus.
Thank you, buddy.
Right, good.
Take care.
We love you, man. See you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Right, hopefully we keep that hiatus very brief.
All right, well, that was fun for the holiday show. We had a couple holiday laughs, right? And then, by the way, next week, being our last And I'll explain at the start of next week's show why I refer to it as the last show. Even though the goal is to take a break and come back, we will get to a number of things that we have a lot of people that have asked for a lot of things in the last show we do. I'm going to try and get to as many of them as I can. So good. Make sure you're here next week for what will be a big show.
Hey, today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. You know, the same way we trust essential workers to care for us, our families trust us to give them a safe and protected home. So when it counts, trust Clorox. Our community heroes trust Clorox to keep places like hospitals and grocery stores disinfected. So I know I can trust Clorox to provide my home with a safe environment and a home that we can all enjoy.
We use it here in the studio to make sure all the surfaces stay clean, and we wipe down all the countertops and doorknobs. That way I'm safe and my family is safe. We need that feeling of safety the most.
You know, you can mix a third cup of Clorox regular bleach with a gallon of water, and when it's used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces, it kills 99.9% of germs and bacteria. So, from our kitchen floors to the counters to bathroom tubs to, of course, laundry whites, I know that we can count on Clorox disinfecting products.
Be safe and take care of the people you love the most, because when it counts, trust Clorox.
We ride!
Thanks, Maury.
Maury, I love you.
Because we got to pay these bills.
From and the we got to buy them. Everybody
got it. Jack's singing us like B-Dog there.
Yeah.
All right. B-Dog, how do people get in touch with us? They only got one chance left.
Yeah, they do. They can find the Shaqcast at Shaqcast on Twitter, and you can find us on Instagram at The Big Podcast with Shaq.
You don't want to miss the last one. Someone's getting killed off.
Someone gets killed off in the final finale.
Show.
I didn't have that on my sheet, but we'll add it.
Well,
okay,
I'm adding them. It's a surprise.
Oh, crap.
I have 6 hours of editing to do.
And I got
to
add this in.
Don't miss it next week. The final episode on Podcast One of the Big Podcasts with Shaq.
All right, Shaq. We'll see you, brother.
See you then.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
This week on Jaws Picks with Ron Jaworski, Peyton Manning.
This is Ron Jaworski. Today I'm joined by legendary quarterback Peyton Manning. You know, in Philadelphia, Carson Wentz had a run of like 4 years of playing terrific quarterback, and all of a sudden he gets benched. How surprised are you by that?
It's probably a good year that there aren't many fans allowed at Philly Stadium when you agree.
You're right about that. Have you ever given thought about possibly becoming an NFL owner or a general manager of an NFL team? I've always envisioned you in that role.
Yeah, Jaws, I mean, I keep looking for that $3 billion, but I can't find it. It must be in another account that I'm not aware of. Yeah. So,
hey, I got a C-note in my pocket. I'll invest.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll form a group.
Download new episodes of Jaws Picks with Ron Jaworski every Wednesday and Friday on Podcast One and all your favorite podcasting platforms.